From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says terrorism brought down that passenger jet over Sinai. The head of Russia's security service acknowledges that last month's deadly plane crash in Egypt's Sinai was a terrorist act and that explosives were found on the scattered debris, the result of an improvised explosive device made up of up to 1.5 kilograms of TNT. All 224 people aboard the Metrojet A321 perished. President Vladimir Putin has vowed to find and punish whoever was responsible. Before departing for Asia, President Obama Monday said it would be a mistake to deploy ground forces to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq, despite calls for more forceful U.S. strategy in the wake of Friday's Paris terrorist attacks.
We have the finest military in the world, and we have the finest military minds in the world. And I've been meeting with them intensively for years now, discussing these various options. And it is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors, that would be a mistake.
But a prominent member of his own Democratic Party, Senator Dianne Feinstein, insists the IS group continues to expand.
I've never been more concerned. I read the intelligence faithfully. ISIL is not contained. ISIL is expanding. They've just put out a video saying it is their intent to attack this country. And I think we have to be prepared.
She said the NATO alliance may have to intervene. Burundian authorities report at least 5 people killed Sunday in a series of shootings and explosions in the capital, Bujumbura, the latest political unrest that has gripped the East African country since President Pierre Nkurunziza launched his controversial bid for a third term. A Burundian official told VOA his country's government is willing to start a dialogue with the opposition. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, arriving Monday in Paris, declared solidarity with France after last week's shootings and suicide bombings in Paris.
Don't mistake what these attacks represent. This is not a clash of civilizations. These terrorists have declared war against all civilization.
Meanwhile, French authorities detained nearly 24 people in police raids across the country, and officials said they've identified the suspected mastermind behind Friday's assault. Belgian Foreign Minister Didier Reynders said Monday a large-scale investigation continues.
We have now a very large scope of investigations in France, in Belgium, and in other countries. And so we will wait the results of those investigations before to take any conclusions. There are maybe some people coming from France, coming from Belgium, coming from other countries involved in those terrorist attacks. But we will wait until the end of such a lot of investigations before to express something about that.
A Belgian national Moroccan descent, Abdelhamid Abaoud, was named as the possible lead plotter of the attacks that killed nearly 130 people. In the wake of those attacks, several U.S. governors are expressing concern over plans by the Obama administration to allow 10,000 refugees from Syria to settle in the U.S. Greg Abbott is the chief executive of Texas.
The database on the Syrian side simply does not exist. As a result, to the extent any Syrian refugee is allowed into the country, we are playing the same game of risk that Europe played with regard to the individual who entered Europe, who then participated in the terroristic bombing of Paris. As governor of the state of Texas, I will not roll the dice and take the risk on allowing a few refugees in simply to expose Texans to that danger.
President Obama told a news conference in Turkey Monday Syrian refugees would not be allowed to enter the U.S. until they were subjected to rigorous screening and security. He said that slamming the door on them would be a betrayal of our values. Yemen's President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi has returned to his native country from exile in Saudi Arabia for a second time since advancing Houthi fighters forced him to flee to Saudi Arabia. He arrived in the southern port city Aden, where he also made a brief visit in late September. At least 7 killed in Somalia's capital in a shootout between soldiers and a displaced persons camp. Witnesses say the shooting occurred as people lined up to obtain food cards, at least 10 wounded. In the wake of a surge in sectarian violence, the UN is planning to redeploy 300 troops to Central African Republic from the UN mission in Ivory Coast to boost security ahead of planned elections next month and the scheduled visit of Pope Francis. The Senegalese troops will be redeployed for a period of 8 weeks. The UN Security Council must first approve the decision by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.